From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's now officially harder to expel gays and lesbians from the U.S. military under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is raising the rank levels of officers allowed to start investigations of anyone suspected of violating policy. And he's raising the bar for the type of information used to start an inquiry.
We will revise what constitutes credible information to begin an inquiry or separation proceeding by, for example, specifying that information provided by third parties should be given under oath and by discouraging the use of overheard statements and hearsay.
Gates says all branches of the military have 30 days to get into compliance with the new policies. Congress is considering whether and how to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which prohibits gays from serving openly. President Obama wants to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Healthcare overhaul is hitting a snag. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports Senate Republicans have found glitches in a set of fixes to the healthcare bill that forces it back to the House.
The House will have to vote yet again on the health care package they approved last Sunday. That's because the Senate's parliamentarian says there are two problematic provisions in the reconciliation bill. The two provisions have been deleted on the Senate side. Now the package goes back to the House for another vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans will keep fighting.
The administration and some in Congress would like this debate to be over. They want the American people to sit down and quiet down. That's been their approach to health care for an entire year.
Meanwhile, Democrats call the development a minor glitch and say the bill will be reapproved. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
This fall, California voters will decide whether to legalize marijuana for recreational use. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on the proposed change to state law, including possible financial benefits to municipalities.
The initiative would allow Californians over the age of 21 to possess and transport up to an ounce of marijuana for personal use, and the measure would allow local governments to impose taxes on sales. A field poll taken a year ago indicates that 56% of voters favor legalizing and taxing marijuana. Dan Newman is a spokesman for the Campaign to Control and Tax Cannabis.
Well, the tide has really turned. California has a broken budget and dysfunctional drug law. So you've essentially got a perfect storm for this initiative to pass in November.
Opponents, led by a coalition of law enforcement officers, say they are confident they can defeat the initiative when voters consider the implications of legalizing marijuana. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits dropped sharply last week. The government reports they were down by 14,000. The less volatile four-week moving average is at its lowest level since September of 2008. Stocks are up this morning. This is NPR News. European Union leaders have been in intense telephone negotiations ahead of a summit that starts this evening. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the flurry of phone calls addresses an issue that's not even on the official agenda.
The EU's spring summit was due to tackle rising unemployment and plans to prod economic growth in the 27 member countries. But it's Greece's debt crisis that's dominating the run-up to the meeting later today, as leaders negotiate offering some kind of safety net to Athens in case its own austerity plans fail to stabilize the economy. Because, as EU Economic Commissioner Olli Rehn reminded parliamentarians this morning, the situation is also a threat to the economic well-being of the 15 other countries that share the euro currency.
Which must be defended and developed in this common European spirit, not least today and tomorrow, as the European Council is convening at a very critical moment.
Latest word is that negotiations are inching forward, but that there's still no agreement on whether a bailout should even be offered. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Libya says it has released more than 200 Islamist prisoners, bringing a total to more than 700 under a reconciliation program. The program aims to create dialogue with militants, persuade them to cut ties with militant groups, and renounce violence. Among the prisoners released, members of a Libyan Islamist group suspected of having connections to al-Qaeda. Several Arab states have reconciliation programs similar to Libya's. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev are close to signing an historic treaty to reduce the nuclear arsenals of the U.S. and Russia. Officials say negotiators have nearly finished work on the treaty. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.